My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
All right, that's Andrew Berry back in June. As we get ready, Cleveland Browns football begins in earnest today down at the Greenbrier. We played the waltz to start the show.
How could you miss it?
I wouldn't call today unbridled enthusiasm from the Browns fans because it's not up here in Northeast Ohio, but I do feel like this is one of those benchmark days. First day of training camp, news starting to come out. We got the news yesterday about Nick Chubb on the PUP list, but I think a lot of that was expected. I mean, Daryl Ryder came on here the end of last week and said, yeah, he's going to be on the PUP list most likely to start the season. So it wasn't like this was shocking terms of a development.
I think the moment he got hurt last year, week two in Pittsburgh, it would have been knowing how bad that injury was just by watching it, it would have been shocking for him to not be on the PUP list to start this season. Like, that would have been a stunning, miraculous recovery from that gruesome injury. So this is, I think, one of the most expected things about the Browns.
We've got Mary Kay Cabot, who is going to join us live from West Virginia in about 20 minutes. So we'll ask her. But I asked going into the break, the expectations for your team this year, how much of that is impacted by the status of Nick Chubb? Like, if I were to tell you today, Danny Cunningham, who's in for Ken Carmen, if I told you, we'll go around the room, if I told you that Nick Chubb will be 90% of Nick Chubb when he sees the field again, or even if it's a ramp up and it takes a month. Okay. Mm-hmm. So let's say by the middle of October, Nick Chubb is back to doing Nick Chubb things to a 90%.
So like he's 90% of what he was last year, yes. Before, I guess, 2 years ago.
Are you changing the win total for the Browns? Are you changing where they're going to go this year?
I feel better about them. I do, because with how gruesome that injury was, and I don't want to be the guy that doubts Nick Chubb, and I'm not, and that's not what I'm trying to say here, but I think it's a little unfair to expect Nick Chubb to be the same guy that he was before this injury. Like, that injury was really nasty. It's not the first time he's had an injury like that. I think it's an unfair expectation. But if he exceeds my expectations, I feel so much better about the Browns, because he instantly becomes, no doubt about it, their best player on offense again. And I have doubts as to whether or not he will be that guy. But if he's their best player on offense because he's very close to what pre-injury Nick Chubb was, yeah, I think you should feel better about this football team.
So better than Watson, even though this offense is going to be tailored around Watson.
Oh, I don't think Watson's even the second best player. Like, Amari Cooper's the second best offensive player they have. Deshaun Watson has had flashes where he's looked really good, and there have been throws that he has made in a vacuum that you can point to and say, that guy, he's still in there somewhere. But while he's been in Cleveland, he's not been the best or second best. He might not even have been the third best offensive skill player, because that's not even talking about Joel Bitonio and Wyatt Teller. Like, Deshaun Watson, I think you could make an argument, Deshaun Watson has not been a top five Browns offensive player. I think that's a very real argument you could make.
All right, Owen, Writing that question down for tomorrow. Owen, go ahead.
You're welcome. Does it generating content over here?
Does his status, Nick Chubb, impact on where you think this team is going this year?
I do think it depends on how they've performed up to that point. If it's mid-October and he's at 90%, now are we saying he returns at that, or he's
I'm
given
give
us
some time.
Few games?
I don't think they're going to make him the total ball carrier extraordinaire. Right. Like, I think,
I think if they are behind the eight ball, it's asking a lot for him to come in and be the guy that changes the way the offense is running. I do think if they are on track or, a 500 team, a little above 500, and you need a closeout guy, I would feel comfortable with a 90% Nick Chubb, because he's one of the ultimate closers in the NFL. Being able to just hand him the ball and know that it's protected, save one game against New England a couple of years ago. He's protecting the ball, and he's getting downhill running that results in first downs.
I mean, I've seen some people opine that he's not going to be a bell cow back all year, or maybe ever again, that this is going to be running back by committee. Well, if it's running back by committee, then he's not Nick Chubb, because there's no way you're giving his carries away if he's real Nick Chubb.
Well, I think you have to protect him a little bit, because you want him to be Nick Chubb as long as he can be Nick Chubb. And I think if he's a bell cow back, that window shortens. I think it closes a little bit.
Now, you think he's going to be here beyond this season?
I think it's more likely Nick Chubb is with the Browns next season than Amari Cooper is with the Browns next season. I think it's more likely he's back next year than Amari Cooper. I think it's going to depend on how this year goes, and I think that injury puts a really big cloud over it. But I think it's easier for me to see him with the Browns next year and beyond than Amari Cooper.
Wow, because, I mean, imagine if he has a great season. Imagine if by the end of the year, even if the production...
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to LinkedIn.com/results to claim your credit. That's LinkedIn.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
The numbers aren't the same because of a slow start, or he's held out, or it's a load management situation with him. If he looks like Nick Chubb by the end of the season,
4.6 yards per carry.
Oh my God. Yeah. Well, he's always been 5.
Right.
I mean, he's always been over 5. If that's the case, then, man, he's going to command a contract.
Yeah.
He's going to command a huge contract, and he's going to have, there's going to be some people kind of re-examining, how they feel about that.
Right, and I also wonder if the Browns could franchise tag him. It's a possibility.
Yeah, I mean, I know it's running back, so it's not like pass rusher or quarterback, but...
Well, it's running back, and it's a one-year commitment, and I think that is something that could be a very real possibility to keep him around.
Mitch,
but I think it's much more likely he's back next year than Amari Cooper.
Mitch, does it change your projection on the Cleveland Browns?
Well, first off, I agree with Owen. I mean, at 90%, Nick Chubb is better than a lot of running backs in the NFL, and in terms of whether or not it changes the offense, it's going to depend on not only where the team is, but where Watson is this year. Obviously, we're trying to ramp Watson back up just as much as Chubb is, but if you can get the offense more pass heavy and more pass involved once you get to the midway point of the year, then you won't have to go back and rely on Chubb as much, which helps. But I don't know. I'm still kind of seeing multiple options here.
So I said,
if he's the closer, I mean, if he's the closer, we're in a good spot.
Yeah.
You are in a good spot. It's interesting. Like, would Vegas change? I always bring up Vegas because it takes a lot for them to change a win total. It's almost always based on quarterback, defensive talent overall, but like one player here or there, and how many games too. Like, point spreads don't change for whether or not a running back is in a game or not. They just really don't. It is amazing how that works. And even oftentimes wide receivers, like even as important as we talk about those positions being, it doesn't really change things. And as far as an outlook for the Browns, what is their total on the year anyway? Were they
8.5? They're at 8.5, but the over is pretty juiced. Yeah, like it's -138. So the books expect them to go 9-8.
And I think everybody in Cleveland is picking them to win. This is probably why Vegas always loves doing this, because they know they've got fans in Cleveland who are all going to take the over.
Yeah.
But you feel like, you know, just from an injury standpoint, like you're not going to have the injury bad luck that you had last year at some key positions.
You hope not. You certainly hope not. And Nick Chubb, I think, is going to be a big key to the season, as is the health of Deshaun Watson. Like, we're going to learn a lot about this. And you know, I don't know. And it's different because we're in Cleveland. But if you are someone that's based elsewhere, that's just a sports gambler, that you like to, you know, you like to peruse the win totals, you're probably not going to touch the Browns right now because there's so many questions about Deshaun Watson. Like, the two of the most important players on this Browns roster, on this Browns offense, are coming off of surgeries that ended their year last year. And if those guys are, if they reach their potential, the Browns are going to win more than 9 games. They are. It's an easy over. If Deshaun Watson hits his potential and Nick Chubb is, what you're saying, 90% of what Nick Chubb was before, Browns are going to win 10-plus games again. Easy. If they don't, the under's in play.
Here's why I think Nick Chubb at 90% would change my projection. I think the offense would change in the middle of the year, especially if Deshaun is just still not the Deshaun of old, meaning inconsistent, flashes of brilliance here and there, but overall not one of the top 10 quarterbacks in the league.
Yeah.
If that were the case, all this talk about a hybrid and Ken Dorsey, and we're going to get a little bit of column A and a little bit of column B, which, by the way, I think is a lot tougher than people are making it. I mean, everyone thinks they're just going to take the best of all the worlds, put them together, and it's going to jump off the page.
It's going to be the best of every offense ever.
That's ever existed.
That's what they're going to do. They're going to make a super offense with Ken Dorsey and Kevin
Stefanski. That's
Stefanski.
How some of the fans are talking.
It's ridiculous.
And I think it's a lot harder to do, especially when you've got 3 and outs going on in a game. Like, your plays, your catalog of plays, it just shrinks amazingly. Yes. Either way, I do think, like, by halfway through the season, if their offense is not as high octane as they thought it was going to be, with this offense being built around the quarterback, I could see a transition back to offenses of the last few years. Because if there's one thing Stefanski, I think, has shown, is they have, and I think this is very important and very underrated, I think their ability to transition the way they did last year with different offensive linemen, completely different quarterback than what you had. I mean, you can't go from, think about it, from DTR to PJ Walker to Deshaun Watson to Joe Flacco. Like, I think they're organizationally, they have showed that they can pivot in a matter of a few days. They can pivot the entire offense.
Well, I think they probably learned a lot from the first year Watson was here with Jacoby Brissett, and then trying to pivot the offense, not only what went right, but what went wrong too. I think they probably learned a lot, and a big reason why they were successful is because they had been through a change like that before.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to LinkedIn.com/results to claim your credit. That's LinkedIn.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.